This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
All right, we're going to get into our fears. Dark fears. Deep, dark fears.
It's okay.
We want to talk about kid fears.
Okay.
And it kind of all starts with Steve.
Okay, no, I don't have those kids.
Like, dude, you're going to try to pretend.
you're spinning it
around. No, I heard you talking to Aaron, and you two were agreeing that if, even to this day.
Okay, I'll give you that.
If your finger's hanging off the bed,
all right.
Something ain't right.
Yes, if I have a toe that's over, not if something's hanging over the mattress, I'll pull it back. I'll go, no, I'm just so used to sleeping on the mat, nothing hanging over.
Why? What's
just yeah?
What's under your bed, buddy?
Well, because this nothing. No, it's a I noticed that the blood circulates when it's hanging down. Oh, you're falling asleep.
Right. Then why do you pull it back like that? It seems like you'd lift it up to get the circulation. Do something different. You jerk it back as if to pull it out of harm's way. Is the way you're describing.
I'll give you that. I never had these fears as a kid, but I remember kids having that fear. So I don't know why, as an adult, I just make sure I'm not any body parts hanging over. I know there's not monsters.
Do you?
Yes, I know. I checked.
I checked.
Whatever, you don't know.
I think we all had a little bit of that, right?
Yeah, for okay. sure.
Like my parents' basement? Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's older. It's like a cellar.
And my dad like built ornate, beautiful houses for people.
But now you're...
Our basement was just a crap hole. Like, he didn't even try. He put, like, Z-brick on the wall. It was like...
Oh,
it was just
wow.
No try.
Z-brick.
And I remember one day, I was standing, like, at my parents' house, you take one step down, and then you're going down the stairs the other way.
Okay, yeah.
It's like, you take just the first step down to the back door, and then you can go down the stairs. So I'm standing on the one step down, all lights are off in the basement, and I'm screaming to my mom that I want a sandwich, and she will not make me one. And I'm crying. And then a voice from the basement goes, "You don't need a sandwich."
What?
Hand on a Bible, swear that happened.
Was this your
life
coach?
It was one of your siblings messing with you.
Legitimately, like maybe 5 years ago, was the first time it occurred to me that it was not a ghost.
You didn't think it was
Oh my God, yes, I did.
A ghost that cares about your dietary habits?
Yeah.
Is this your life coach? You shouldn't have that.
Hey, you're afraid of monsters!
You're right. Whoa, crap on you. Okay.
I now kind of believe it was my dad.
Kind of believe.
I don't think it was my brother's, because I think they're afraid to go down there, too.
But that's more realistic version. He's like, "Stop bugging your mom. You don't need one."
Yes. And I did it. It wasn't my dad's voice. So he was like, "You don't need a sandwich." It was It was so eerie and it's so dark down there. And I remember jumping up the step and running straight to my room.
You didn't get a sandwich.
I got no sandwich that day. It was the weirdest.
And just now, you're starting to come around to thinking that maybe it was not a ghost.
Are you done?
I think.
Amber, you have it. Wait, let's give the phone. If you want to talk about it, it can be irrational or rational.
Because
One of the people who we saw on a website, like, this is my favorite kid fear. They had a swimming pool and watched like Shark Week.
Oh, they thought.
And lived in fear of being in their pool. Follow me on this. An airplane flying over that was somehow transporting a shark. And it dropped a shark perfectly into the deep end of the pool while they're underwater practicing breath holding.
Dude.
And they die from a shark bite in their own pool.
Kids have quite the imagination.
It can
happen.
Is this your story?
It can happen.
You don't need a
So if you've got a stupid kid fear that you want to admit to us, 303-222-5423 or text us at 51059. What's yours?
Mine were all pretty like rational and carried over. Like I remember one time a little girl was from our elementary school. There was like a white van approached her. And I'm to this day afraid of white vans.
You have to be. You can't.
They just are sketch. But, or just like afraid of someone in the house. Not a monster.
But like someone.
But like someone. Not a ghost or a monster. Yeah, like no a ghost. Real person in the house. But you know, a fun one that I was afraid of, and Aaron and I have talked about this, quicksand. I thought quicksand was like gonna be a thing.
Please tell me you're not messing with me. That is... I grew up in constant fear of quicksand because it was in
right.
It was in TV shows.
Yes, and it just sinks and eats you up,
and you can't then you're stop like, it, and it's just helpless thing.
Yeah, and you don't realize it's there until it's too
You've
late.
You've already stepped in it.
It's too late.
What?
You guys, it requires sand. How often are you guys like coming across sand?
Like I would wonder, like
the sandbox.
Yes.
Maybe it's unlimited.
What?
You don't know.
It
just goes down.
Yes.
Aurora Reservoir.
For real, like that took me a long time. Like going to Mexico a few times and like walking on the beach and like all like kind of frolicky and on my toes. And then it was like somebody, I think it was my ex-wife, was like, "What the hell are you doing?" I'm like, "Well, you don't like what if there's quicksand?"
And she's like, "What are you talking about?"
Because in movies, it's so damn prevalent.
Right.
Is there any place that actually exists?
And
like,
if it
for
does,
real.
All they do is extend you a branch.
But what if there's no branch, man?
Or a belt.
It's quick.
It's quick and sand. Thank you, Amber. I honestly
there's
thought
no
you were just
time
messing
for
with
a
me.
Branch. It's too quick.
I literally wrote quicksand at the top of this
Did
piece
you?
Of paper. That's so weird that you had that same fear.
Aaron and I have talked about it because she said, she's like, "I thought it was going to be a big problem."
Okay, anybody that's got stuck in, they get moved to the top.
Nobody's been.
I know, because you can't. There's no, where is
the weird thing about quicksand, I do feel like it only exists in forests where there are super long, ropey, branchy things. Like, so like, like God gave you a chance. It's like, I'm going to put quicksand there, but I'm also going to make a weeping willow like right next to it.
I think you're thinking of the old game Pitfall.
Somebody else said, and this is, I don't know, this kind of got stuck in my head because we had DARE when I was young. They said at DARE, they said, if you even try crack, you'll be addicted. Right?
Oh, that's what they tell you, the propaganda?
They do, to try to get you to not do it.
Oh.
So this person lived in fear that someone would run up to him on the street and shove a crack pipe in their mouth, and they would accidentally breathe it in.
What?
And instantly, and just spend the rest of their life. Like, this is how crack
Addicted
dealers get
to crack.
You. Yeah.
What?
You so can... they just run up to you like, bah! Or blow some in your mouth, and you're like, oh my God, you got me!
It's a good business plan.
It is.
You know, you can't keep that one recreational if you do have willpower. It doesn't... Okay, yeah.
Go here, Steve. Kids, I'm a living testament to you can smoke it a few times and still have a house in Aurora.
It's
in Aurora.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
This show. All right, so if you had a weird fear as a kid, we'd love to hear yours. Ellen?
Yay.
What were you afraid of?
Okay, I was 5 years old. I was being raised in an Orthodox Jewish home. Oh, I didn't have a clue who Jesus was. And I read this book. It was, of all things, children's bedtime stories.
Okay.
And there was this story called Jesus Understood about this kid who had been hit by a car and he was in so much pain he wanted to die. And he had heard that if you go to sleep with your arm propped up, Jesus will come in the night and know that you want to die and take you to heaven.
Whoa.
What kind of kid's book is
right?
This? Okay.
So anyway, his friend helps him prop his arm up with pillows, and you know the happy ending of the story is Jesus understood and took him to heaven.
So
I have been terrified ever since of sleeping with my arm elevated.
Yeah, I get it. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
But you get to go to heaven, though.
I mean, oh, man. That
That would warp me forever. Because like you fall asleep kind of janky on your couch with your arm up. You're like, wait, no, no, no. I just drank a lot of Chardonnay. Don't take me, Jesus.
Oh, Ellen,
you're over it now, right?
No, my senior year in high school, I had stitches in my hand, and I was supposed to sleep with my arm up, and I still couldn't do it.
OMG.
That is awesome, Ellen. Thank you for admitting that. We appreciate the call.
Wow.
Aston.
Yay.
Kid fears.
I still have this fear to this day, and it's being lost in space.
You're just tumbling forever, uh-huh. And you're like, yeah.
Do you have access to space or a craft that could get you near it?
I don't.
Okay.
Nope. And anytime I watch a movie that has anybody who's lost in space, like Gravity, or it came from Apollo 13 when I was a kid, I just freak out. I can't watch it.
Mm-hmm. For me with Gravity is that they're spinning hard and you can't stop.
Oh, my God, the spin.
Yeah. Spin forever.
Oh, and can you imagine? That's how you die, is spinning.
No.
Because you know what? You haven't admitted? Yeah. You have a huge fear of spinning.
Yes, for some reason, I can't do the teacups. I can't do the teacup ride.
Like, the teacup little tiny kid ride, Steve, is
but
like...
It's spinning forever! I know! Make it stop spinning!
Because you believe you'll never stop.
Yes.
That's
like space.
Oh.
And it's like you run out of air, right? Like, eventually you just have no air and you're freezing to death. So
that's
you're freezing,
true.
But even as you're suffocating, you're still spinning.
Like that old lady that was on that thing. She
yes, that's what I'm thinking. The helicopter. Yes. And it was just. And she's just strapped to this thing.
To the board. Yeah. Oh my God. That was the worst thing. Thank you for the call, Aston. I am not afraid of being in outer space or whatever, but that scene in Gravity,
can't do it.
I had so much anxiety, I had to stop.
Right,
I was like, this is. Da, 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 da. He's just like, oh my God, he's not. Okay, Mackenzie.
Yay!
What was your kid fear?
So mine's actually an adult fear, and I'm blaming it all on Steve.
Okay. What?
I've been listening to you guys for a while, and I remember that Steve found a guy passed out in his basement one
That's
time.
Right.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And? You're not afraid of somebody.
My fear that I'm going to go into my basement and find like feet sticking out from a corner and have to.
I like that.
Do you know what we got to do one day?
What?
We got to do How Did This Show Ruin Your Life?
Okay, yeah.
Because we've got enough great debates and things. There's just a line of people.
I'm in your base.
Yes.
I'm waiting.
Oh, my God. What's up?
Thank you, Mackenzie. Jason.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What's your kid fear?
And lady. In the 70s, well, back when I was little, like I was 2-3 years old, my mom took me to the zoo.
Okay.
She had a Vega hatchback and put a big balloon in there, and I was in the back seat. And what happens when it's a hot summer day? She shut the hatchback. Boom. Ever since then, hated balloons.
I can't, like, that. I'm really thinking I might need, like, Zoloft or something for anxiety, because everything you guys are saying, like, blowing up a balloon for me is like walking close to the edge of a building.
It's sketch.
Oh, yeah.
It's totally.
Yeah. Balloons are unpredictable.
They are. Grasshoppers. You don't know which way they're going to go. And you're like.
You don't know when they're going to explode. You're like,
okay. Lois?
Yeah.
What's your kid fear?
My kid fear is touching my belly button. Knowing that you're a little kid.
Yeah.
See how you were connected.
Yeah there's something.
My belly button and all the air was going to come right out of me.
I don't think. Can anybody in this room have their belly button touched?
Something.
Oh my God, Amber can. You can tell by your face.
I can, yeah.
Shut your mouth.
It creeps me out, but I not to the point where I couldn't have it done.
Dang.
I've had girls accidentally touch it, and it's like the sitch is over.
You feel something deep inside your...
Yes! It's like a window to your soul. Don't touch it.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.